The start of a series making a case for genetically modified foods today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Genetically modified products, food in particular, get a bad rap. That's according to Sir Richard Roberts, a Nobel Prize-winning British biochemist and molecular biologist.
Now, the term genetically modified is really misleading. Every life form on this planet has been genetically modified by evolution. You know, we didn't start looking like this. We started out as bacteria.
While the term genetic modification is relatively new, Roberts says its practice is not new at all.
Plant and animal breeding has been practiced for generations, for as long as we can say. You take two plants, you cross them, you get genes from both plants mixing. That's genetic modification.
In fact, says Roberts, every one of us is a genetic modification.
When we have a child, that child is genetically modified. It's got some genes from mom, it's got some genes from dad. And to try and pretend that this is something totally unnatural, to mix genes and so on, is ridiculous.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. The fuss over GM technologies has been going on for some time, and he's been around for a lot of that. He'll be back tomorrow to share more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.